Harness racing on Sunday night in Tasmania is at the Devonport Showgrounds for an 8-event program. And Gareth Rattray joins me online to have a look at his drives on the program. How are you going, Gareth?
Good, thanks, Duncan.
We kick it off in the first event with Better Amore. She's TAB number 8, and no doubt you're wrapped with the 2 runs back this campaign.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. The first run, she won quite easily. The second run she had, she's had to sit in the breeze. And they run a quick last half. So I was pretty happy with that effort too. Going back to the second row Sunday night, there's a couple of smart ones in it, but she's pretty smart herself, so she'll run well.
Okay, let's go over to race number 2 on the card, where you drive Bet on Black. He's had the 3 runs this campaign and finished 4th at Scottsdale last time out on the rain-affected track, which was probably an improved effort on a few of his other performances.
Yeah, that's right. His first start, he had run 2nd. His next start, he was back in the field. Didn't really get into it. And the other night at Scottsdale, missed the start. And, still run 4th. It was still a respectable run, and I think he's drew the pole Sunday night, so we'll be looking to have him up there handy and be in the finish.
Race number 3 on the card is the Ladbrokes Mares Incentive, where you drive Mavis Mill, draws to follow out Vouvray Beach, so you're going to get a nice run on the pegs from inside of a second row.
Yeah, she does. She'll get a soft run there, and the leader, the Vouvray Beach, looks like the early leader in the race and probably the one to beat. Mavis Mill, she's sort of an opportunist. They've got to run along for her to have a chance, and hopefully they can do that Sunday night.
Jake Sajoy's driving race number 4 on the card. He's won 3 out of his last 5 outings. Comes up with barrier 2 on the second row here, and despite the draw on his recent form, looks one of the main chances.
He does. He's actually been winning by big margins in those races. This is probably a bit tougher, but he's in form at the moment, and they'll probably know he's in the race, and he's in with a good chance.
Ideal World is your driving race number 5. He was the winner of the Northeastern Pacing Cup at Scottsdale last time out, and his runs in the Golden Apple final 3 starts to go indicates he's one of the main contenders in this field.
Exactly. He's been good since he's come over. And his win in the Scottsdale Cup, he sort of controlled the race in the breeze, and they went slow time, and it was hard for the backmarkers to get into it. But in saying that, Sunday night's race is probably an even bunch of horses, and he's one of the leading chances.
Skip race 6 because you don't have the drive over in race 7. You've got the drive here on the Chris Aylett trained War Dance Star from inside of the second row. And he stringed a couple of second placings together before finishing 5th in a stronger race in Launceston last start.
That's right. He's sort of opportunist as well. He needs them to run along, and the fence is probably a good place for him. A bit unlucky not to win one of them races he ran 2nd in, but he's drawn to have the race run to suit, and hopefully can finish off well.
And the final race of the night's for the mares with a rating of 30-50 over 2297 metres, and you've got the drive here on Blossom Grant, and appears to be a very open race with many chances.
Yes, she's got the ability. She's bred to be above average horse, but she hasn't delivered on the racetrack as yet. just trying to, just change up a bit and change the scenery might help. But, she possesses gate speed, but whether or not she can cross them or not is another thing. But we'll have to see Sunday night.
Plenty of good drivers for you on the Devonport card. Gareth, who do you reckon your best winning chance is?
I'd have to say Betamore.
Betamore race one, number 8, get the money early. Gareth, really appreciate the insight into your drives in Devonport. We've gone in depth there, and I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you.